COPS, Central Organization of Police Specialists. Fighting crime in a future time. Protecting Empire City from Big Boss and his gang of crooks.
Welcome to episode 183 of Outlandish Podcast. I'm your host, Matt. With me, I have my two co-hosts, Justin.
Take only what you need from it.
Jeremy.
It is not related to herpes genitalis.
So it's not a form of herpes.
Right.
Colloquially, well, as we would say, a form of herpes.
This kind of goes to what John was saying to me about, like, he goes,
He goes, I have herpes. Now, no, it's not herpes.
It's part of the family.
I have shingles.
We were talking about something, and he goes, chicken. And I go, it's
Hawks?
Not. No, and I was like, no, you can't. Oh, he was talking about.
And then you went, chicken. And he went, pox?
The
chicken. Pox?
The cartoon that was a rooster.
Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah. And he was all like, he's
Hornhorn.
A you know,
I'll say
that
now,
chicken.
I'll say.
And I go, he's a rooster. And he's like, yeah, but it's a form of chicken. And I was like, yeah, it's a form of chicken. But if I tell you chicken, you don't go rooster.
Right.
You automatically think of a generic white chicken.
Right.
I automatically think of a Rhode Island red.
Now, and keep in mind, I'm glad you had this thing, because we've done this with you like 10 times before. Well, we call you out and you go, uh-oh, I might be wrong on something. That's... Water's a form of masturbation.
Yeah, everybody does that, though. Because nobody wants to be wrong.
Haven't you seen fucking machines?
They
spray those girls with water sometimes. Right on their clitoris.
But yeah, but I mean...
And it beats
you guys,
up,
you guys
waxed.
Were doing the same thing, though. When I said shingles was a form of herpes, you guys were like, no. And then so I looked it up.
Right.
And it
is I'm on your team of where you are right now with John. Which is if someone throws a word at you, colloquially, we have to understand what it puts into your mind, and that you were in the right when you called him out on saying that's not really a cartoon chicken so much as what we're used to. The cartoon chicken would be the brown, wasn't there like a brown woman chicken he used to deal with sometimes?
No, when there was the hen. Well,
yeah,
was,
would that be a hen?
She was all skinny. And,
well,
and then
my,
that's another
and
thing.
And then
is John
the brown,
was like,
the little brown thing was a chicken, huh?
John was right. All like, that's a hen. Hens are chickens. And I was like, well,
yeah,
sure,
but,
John. Hens
yeah,
are
but
chickens.
Yeah, but when someone looks at you and goes, chicken, in your head, you think of a hen.
Yeah. Well, you think of, I don't even know. I assume hens are brown all the time for some odd reason.
No.
Like, they're brown.
Well, then what is a white chicken? Is that like the,
I don't know, just
the third sex
chicken.
Of chicken? There's male, female, and chicken.
Well, I look as hen as like a like a
it's
race
a
of chicken? You know, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, you wouldn't go to KFC and go, give me three pieces of hen, you know what I mean?
Well, no, because you're just buying chicken.
Right. So I assume, like, I don't know, like, hen is something, you know,
just
I mean.
Just a female chicken.
I know it's just a female chicken, and a rooster's just a male chicken.
Right. And a chick is a child chicken.
But it's just,
and the chicken goes cluck, cluck, cluck.
It's just very...
except that the chicken doesn't go cluck. That's a poor onomatopoeia, if you ask me.
I wish I could find this picture now. So if you take the United States...
Bawk, bawk, bawk.
Yeah. Doesn't sound anything like cluck.
If you take the United States and you take it from Minnesota down to Louisiana and you draw a face on Iowa, it's a guy holding...
Masturbating with a giraffe.
Holding a platter of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, that I've seen before.
Yeah.
So what the Resident Evil 6 logo looks like a woman giving fellatio to the giraffe from Toys R Us.
What?
Just type in Resident Evil 6 and giraffe and you'll see all your Google image search will fill up with it and belong to us.
Alright, so
I'm coasting on my nap fuel right now. I get really moody after a nap. I'm loud.
What the shit? Jeremy, tell me.
Can't unsee it.
Have you bought that pet yet? I mean the mount?
I don't intend to.
You don't intend to?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Because it bounces up and down like a nether ray.
Oh. Is it not the dragon?
Is it not the dragon?
No, this one
is. Is it the nether ray animation?
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't imagine they would create a new animation.
But it's like really long. It's not a dragon.
Yeah.
It's something else.
It looks, well, I mean, it is a dragon. It looks like a Chinese dragon.
It doesn't have the dragon.
I bet your ass it's that the pet. It's. That it, no, it's the they've got a Chinese dragon because it's going to come and mop, and they're just like, ah, fuck it, we'll use it now.
Well, we already have the Chinese dragons that stand up straight. It's
I
like
don't know
that
what
only
talking
kind of,
about.
So the, like the spirit, mount? The spirit of competition.
Yeah, yeah, that Olympic one.
You're making
one.
Things up right now.
That's the name one. Of it. Yeah, the spirit of competition.
You're a fucking liar.
What? No, no.
You're full of shit. Panda was the Olympic one, wasn't it? Wasn't it a panda pet?
No, it was a little Chinese dragon back in 2008.
What's this guy? This guy right here.
Like we had the Summer Olympics.
You just created that on your computer right
now. I just created this YouTube video.
Impressive. I really am impressed.
It's called
speed.
It Gravo Gaming. There's nothing there. That it's just like that.
Oh, that's just the the winged sea snakes, or not sea snakes, but the winged what are the fucking flying serpents?
Yeah, those.
I mean, that's all that is.
Wyverns. Wyverns. Yeah. No.
No, wyverns are.
So,
but they're
not wyverns.
I know what you're talking about. Everybody.
We all
know
what you're talking about. Okay.
But I don't. Like, I mean, that's not the mount.
They're the whatever.
The mount's not like that.
I'll show you the mount.
I have them as pets.
I'm sticking with my theory that they've got this animation, and because Mount Mop comes out in like 5 months or whatever.
Do you think they would go for bringing out a mount that can fly too? Do you think they would make that?
What are you talking about?
A mount that can fly?
Yeah,
I think they would make a mount.
I'm talking about as the default, like you get it at level 20. Like it's a ground mount, but then it can fly as you get up higher.
Like you think for the pandas?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I think.
I mean, the dragon, I don't know if it stuck, maybe if it hovered on the ground in the ground form. I mean, maybe, but then people would bitch that they don't also get a flying mount.
But they only get one. I mean,
At the same time, they love incentivizing the new shit because I ain't going to play it all the way through again.
You can do it. You can. Well, they would be able to get it anyways, you know? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does go up. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they would be able to just rep grind and get it.
God, it's really... it moves really fast when you've got a high rate of speed.
I don't ride mounts that go up and down.
So I heard...
That's what she said.
I saw a Michael Conniff tweet that apparently if you're below level 60, you can still use it to fly.
That mount?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know if we're going off...
This one guy who probably heard it as a rumor and didn't verify anything.
I can't. I'm just saying.
You took it instead of, you know, we have a rumored spoiler immediately. It's called GoOggle.com.
I didn't say it was a fact or anything. I stated my sources.
We're not allowed to do that. Not in this era of internet where we're just what I heard.
Why can't we? As long as we state the source.
Because it's bullshit. You go Google it, the magic of that is gone, Matt. We will no longer get to
fucking...
you know what I heard. It's just, you can't do it anymore.
You can do it. You just...
Yeah, but then you look dopey.
No, I don't. Because I just... I look lazy. That's all.
Well, either way, it's a negative fault applied to you.
No, what? No, it's applied to all of us because it applies to you because you know, I'm at least have a computer.
I'm not
going
to apply to me because Jeremy's about to tell me. I assume that's what. Jay, what the fuck are you Googling, man? If you're not Googling, okay.
I don't see anything that says that. I'm looking at
you don't posts see anything one way or the other.
But you don't see anything that doesn't say it. Mm-hmm. I'll take my three blind mice approach on that one, my friend. Yeah. They would
or
tell
religion.
Us.
Can't prove it, can't unprove it. Well, we can prove it. Just we don't want to spend the $25
right.
to prove it.
Yeah, do that.
It is not worth $25 to say Matt is wrong. Mm.
So they released the talent trees.
Did you look at them?
No.
Matt, Jeremy, did you look at them?
I looked at mine. They changed my last tier.
I heard you were getting like a raid buff. Are you getting like a raid buff thingy or something?
Now, they had already released these things, right? Or
they've changed them significantly.
So this is like their latest like significant change?
Yeah. So,
and once again, it's sort of like when Cataclysm did their... or maybe I'm mixing my thoughts here. But I mean, it's the kind of system where... it reminds me of when... they were releasing like gear for when Cataclysm came out, but none of us had gotten used to the way they were changing all the stats on items. So it's like, okay, I don't really know if this is good yet. I mean, you can't really assess what the talents are like.
I'm trying to remember what stats they included
on
the new gear
on the Cataclysm stuff. Yeah. Well, I mean, you had like spell power went away, right? Yeah. Well, it didn't go completely away. It went to weapons only, and you got your
which didn't even make any sense. Like, honestly, that doesn't even make any sense. What was
weird.
The point of putting that? Just put the intellect on there.
Right.
I guess people actually needed a number to look at for their weapons.
Well, they wanted their weapons to feel special, I suppose.
Like, just the stat on them would have been... The one thing that makes them special now is the transmogging. That's about the only thing that makes them, you know, like, I can go back and get this weapon and look.
Can you change a weapon look? And transmogrification?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean,
isn't that right, Jeremy? I'm not wrong on that, right? I mean, that's
So anything, I guess, anything visual on a character.
Yeah.
Can you transmogrify a tabard?
I don't know. I'm trying.
I don't.
Not that you would need to. I'm just curious. Yeah. There'd be absolutely no reason to transmogrify a tabard. Or a shirt.
You're right. You're right on
Can
that.
I make my shirt look different? Yes, put the fucking shirt on. It looks
but
different
I have
now.
I have this special shirt that I really want to wear.
It's got a... And that's when he realizes, like, oh.
It has no stats whatsoever.
No stats on it.
Well, what if you want... What if you don't want to wear that epic... That one... That kill-all shirt, but you want it to look like the kill-all shirt?
Yeah. You don't look just like a regular shirt.
You're fucked.
But my level 90 talents now, one of them is a ranged attack. Yeah.
You're a rogue.
Shuriken toss. A ranged attack that deals whatever to an enemy target. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how much damage. It deals,
it does whatever. It deals and then at the bottom it says, you can pull with this.
Deals 1,179 damage. Like,
wow.
Parentheses, you can pull with this.
That's not how, after you do everything else, it won't be that. The other one.
I don't think it's going to go into your rotation.
Redirect no longer has a cooldown. Redirect is what lets you move your... If you kill something you had combo points on it, you can move it to your next target, so you can start off with three. And then the last one...
that's cool.
So, like, when I use
Mutilate... It should do that anyways. I mean, it should do that every time.
That's the thing you won't take because it doesn't help you on a boss.
Because
I mean,
honestly,
it might, I guess, if
you're switching
enemies.
Shouldn't the combo points be built up on yourself?
It's a wonder they haven't defaulted that one by now.
So, the last one, it's called Anticipation, and that one... So, like, when I use Mutilate, I get anywhere from 2 to 4 combo points when I use it. Well, if I've already got 4 on the thing, and then I hit it and I get 4, I've wasted 3. This puts counters on it, so those wasted 3 would then automatically show back up.
You've got rollover combo points.
I've got rollover.
AT&T did such a good job of it, Blizzard adapted it.
I think that's awesome.
No one's ever said that before. AT&T did just such a good job of it. That phrase right there. That's never happened.
That's never been said.
Mark it down in history.
So I tell you, Justin, you didn't bother looking right. You haven't looked right. Okay. Well, I told Josh, I subscribed
to what you were telling Josh.
He's like, what's the point?
Right.
You know? There hasn't even been a beta released yet.
Yeah.
When a beta
Nobody
comes
can
out,
play with this.
Then talk to me about it. When there's a release date specified, then I'll start caring about.
They're
the
just giving out little nuggets to try to keep you interested.
Well, they might as well just change them up and say, "Here's a talent that explodes everything around you." And you're like, "Oh my god, yeah, this is amazing! I can't wait to play." And then you just take it out at the release.
So like, oh, we thought that was overpowered in PvP.
So we made it so flowers bloom from everything. They went the exact opposite way.
They already have things that do that, so they don't even have to add new graphics.
Let's see.
So, Matt, did you get an email offering you 7 free days of playtime?
I get emails offering me 7 free days of playtime.
Did you
get
an official email offering you 7
I got
days.
One that had Tormentos' name in it. It's like Tormentos.
Okay, so everybody pretty much like... Well, I say everybody, which means I saw 3 people say it on Twitter, mentioned it. And it made me think, like, did Blizzard lose my number? I didn't get one. Oh. And I just assumed it was a blanket. But I guess if you didn't get one for, like, your main account.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get one of those all the time, though.
That's,
like,
that's common for them to throw 7 days at you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen any of these people say anything about that recently.
I get them like all the time.
I mean, I saw 3 people.
But that's because
today
I have like 4 or 5 accounts that used to be active. So they'll throw you the 7 days and then like try the expansion. You know, because you can go in there and try the next expansion for like a week.
There must be something about the way I use my WoW account. Because I don't ever get these emails.
Are you sure the email address you're checking is the one you had registered? I don't know.
Yeah.
For your battle.net account?
Yeah. Maybe they're going to my spam folder and I don't even realize
it. Might be possible. Wish it went to my spam folder.
Yeah, it's not like it matters. I'm not going to play it.
Ugh, God. So much stuff.
Yeah, don't read any of that shit.
What?
Talent trees.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What, like blue posts people
like,
well, they're just
tons and tons of explanations and shit that by the end, these aren't going to look anything like this.
Okay, so, I mean, I guess you guys scanned over. There's no significant, like, Hunter's trap tree looks way different.
I didn't scan.
I didn't do that. Okay. Yeah, I just looked at mine.
Yeah, they should just summarize this stuff for us.
Yeah.
Well,
give me a paragraph on each class.
Yeah, there you go.
If anything conceptually is different than what it used to be.
Let's look at Paladin level 90 talents. Holy Prism sends a beam of light toward a target, turning them into a prism for holy energy. If an enemy is in the prism, they take damage. If an ally is in there, they get healed. And enemy's in there, it hurts them and the 5 closest things. If an ally is in there, it heals them and the 5 closest things.
Justin's doing his casting now.
Hammer.
What's the range on that? I mean, like, the radius?
40 yards.
What's the radius of the attack?
Just the...
Should say, right?
10 yards, 10 yards.
Oh, okay.
Hammer.
Wait, does the prism heal the person too?
It hurts an enemy. It's like Holy Shock.
Does it do something to the person you put the prism on?
It heals them for 3509 and radiates...
So it either... Wait. So
it's Priest Holy Nova, no. Except it doesn't emanate
from
wrong.
You. I shouldn't have...
Read that at all.
No. If an ally is in the prism, they're healed for 3509 and radiate 527 holy damage to 5 nearby enemies.
Oh. So, like...
It heals them and hurts everything else.
I wonder if the damage is considered to come from that person opposed to from the paladin.
So it heals the person that's cast on and allies around them.
It makes the allies...
It just heals that guy and then hurts everything around him.
Okay, so it's AoE for the enemies around him, but just heals the dude.
So do
right.
So you cast it on tanks.
I gotta...
Right.
So do I target somebody?
You target somebody and
target
cast
the tank.
So why does it say if a person's in it? Of course a person's going to be in it.
That's kind of role-playing. You're casting a holy prism on that person.
Well, maybe... what does it say? Does it say target... Can you target an enemy?
Yes.
Okay. That's where. See, I was confused. Oh, I thought you were just targeting.
Weird. If an enemy is in the prism, they take 1581 holy damage and radiate 1170 healing to 5 nearby allies.
All right. See.
Whoa.
So you want to target a
so
boss?
If you're
a boss
if you're Rhett, if you're Rhett, you'll target the enemy.
Well, no, that's the top of the holy tree, right? Isn't that what you're
showing
me right now?
There is no...
Is that the top of the holy tree?
No tree.
Or is that the bottom of the holy
tree?
There's
no trees anymore.
Oh, that's right. You don't have to like go down anything to get what you want.
Right.
Unless you're a girl.
Oh, wait. But you can only get...
Movie.
Okay. But you can only get... I got you.
You didn't have to go so fast over it. Also what she said.
You're going... So But you can only get that one, though. You can't get out of these three,
yeah. You can only get this one. Yeah. Or, Light's Hammer. Hurl a light-infused hammer into the ground where it'll blast a 10-yard area with holy magic for 15 seconds.
Thor!
Allies within the area are healed for 6 every 2 seconds, while enemies take 6 holy damage every 2 seconds.
Way too similar. It's just the AoE version of what you just... What you could have taken.
The last one is Execution Sentence. A hammer slowly falls from the sky, causing increasing holy damage to the designated target for the next 10 seconds and culminating into a final burst of damage. Day of Execution. If used,
she calls me Execution Hammer.
If used on friendly targets, the falling hammer heals the target for the next 10 seconds and culminating in a final burst of healing.
So we can see that they, apparently they're trying very hard to make all the talents usable by all the specs.
No matter what you pick, you'll be able to use that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of applaud that. You know, that means that they are trying to make it choicey.
But in a way...
And you know, I don't think that you can now say that
you know
you're going to only have the best.
They will
one.
Figure it out. They will figure.
I don't know, man. It's going to be like depending on the situation.
Now, a dual specking, they'll probably make it so. I mean, you'll probably pick different ones based on what boss you're fighting.
I mean, I think it's going to come down
but see,
to like
two of them AoE though, right?
Right. So those aren't going to be good for a boss as much for a like a ret. You're probably going to want that increasing thing because you can. It sounds like you can just set it off and then keep.
Well,
doing
does it
your rotation.
Stay over the person? I mean, like, does it?
I
move
assume it's
with
like
the
what
though?
The like what a like ghost.
I was going to say it like that chick in the second boss. Yeah, the second boss in
Pinnacle?
Guard Pinnacle. Yeah, where the you know it sucks in the middle and the hammer comes down slowly.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was thinking of the four guys
the dwarf,
right before the
dwarf ghosts
right before the dragon
right before the
melt the
Artemis
battle.
The dragon.
Yeah. You know, you have
the
to kill
golden dragon
each one of them.
In what the fuck is that? No, Twilight.
Oh, Ulduar?
Nope. No. It's the other.
Oh my god!
It's the other starting dungeon from Cataclysm. Not Bastion of Twilight, but Black Mountain.
Oh,
Blackrock Depths.
Descent.
No.
Yes. Okay. When you it's the
it
dragon boss.
It's Artemis. You got
that,
it right.
That has a sound meter.
Yeah.
And he'll make you make
there's,
sound,
there's
and if he hears you, he destroys you immediately. When you come
and
in,
had to kill
and
one
each time they die, they give the other dwarfs their powers.
Okay,
and they would do the execution hammer, and there's no way to get out of it except for like a bubble or something. Or
it wasn't
you kill
it.
You had to knock them all the way down and interrupt them.
Yeah,
it was something
they
that
had a
it was like
something.
Atrometes.
Right. Right.
Artemis was close.
That's
enough.
Right. No, I don't know. Archimedes was what I was trying to say.
I was trying to think of Archimedes. So, Shaman don't have level 90, so I moved to Druid.
Anyways, back to that, though. So, I think that you would definitely take one of the AoEs as one of your specs, and then the other one, you'd definitely take the other thing.
Well, I think as far as healing goes, you could, I mean, theoretically go with any of those.
Right, but I mean, you got dual specs, so you're going to take an AoE one. Then probably
well, your dual spec is probably going to be, like, you're probably going to be like a healer, and then your dual spec would maybe be like healing PvP. And I don't know which one's going to be better for you in PvP.
Probably solo.
Because it's PvP.
Well, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that hammer thing moves. Surely not, right?
With the enemy?
Yeah. So if you got to move that guy around a lot, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah. I don't know. So the Druid level 90 talent.
Good God.
This one is called Heart of the Wild. It makes you...
A little text on it or something?
It makes you be able to do something that a different spec would do while you're in this spec.
Yeah.
So if you're balanced... Wait,
oh.
Healing spells generate lunar or solar energy and benefit from lunar and solar eclipse. In addition, grants 50% of intellect as agility, 100% of hit rating as expertise, and increases armor by 95% in bear form.
Why do I want that?
In case you have to, like, tank in a pinch. Your tank dies, you
but
switch to bear
form. But nobody gives a
shit
about that.
I know. You pop this, and there you go. Feral grants 50% of agility as intellect, increases hit rating by 100%, and increases armor by 95% while in bear form. In addition, regenerates 2% of maximum mana every 5 seconds.
Wait, was that a different ability, or was that the same thing?
This is the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, this
if
is,
you're Feral.
I mean,
if
maybe...
If you're Guardian, grants 50% of agility as... Guardian's what they call bear form now.
Oh.
There's Feral, which is cat, and Guardian, which is bear. Grants 50% of agility as intellect and increases hit rating by 100%. In addition, regenerates 2% of mana every 5 seconds.
Okay, we get the pattern. Everything that's good for not the spec that you are.
And resto, so like, resto probably gives you like agility and shit.
I mean, hey, if you know, in a good world, they'll actually figure out boss fights now where it'll really genuinely be valuable for the druid to be able to fucking jump off and do this other thing all of a sudden.
Well, I get that.
That would be,
I
pretty mean, cool if they could actually make that useful.
Like, I like to do, I like to throw healing on me or something, you know, in between, you know, phases,
right,
or something. So
but
like
that's all very much, yeah, like, because you have a little,
yeah,
bit of time.
Yeah, just so minuscule anyways, the healing.
You're
going to
want,
do,
instead, I was waiting for Jeremy to, like, say the next.
Yeah, what's the
dream, dream of Cenarius?
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
Wrath, Starfire, Star Surge, and melee abilities increase healing done by your next healing spell by 30%. Non-instant casts of Nourish, Healing Touch, and Regrowth increase the damage done by your next damaging spell
that's
by 30%. Each of these bonuses lasts 30 seconds and cannot be gained more often than once every 30 seconds.
They're trying to make you, like, do shit that you're not supposed,
yeah,
to be doing.
Disentanglement. Shapeshifting removes roots. In addition, shifting into a form, yeah, heals you for 20% of your maximum health, but you can't do it more than once every 30 seconds.
PvP. Like, they couldn't... They might as well just say the PvP ability.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we gotta name it something. Disentanglement.
Healing. Disentanglement, heal.
Yeah.
Disentangle, heal.
Well, that's, I mean, this
healing
is actually pretty, this is pretty insightful. I didn't realize they were doing this shit.
I
would be kind
of
pissed as a druid.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I would take disentangle. I wouldn't want either,
yeah,
one of those other,
wow,
fucking,
I would,
things,
be very pissed. And disentangle is not very good. I mean, it's
good
better
for,
than those other things, but when you're in a raid, you're not going to give a shit about that shit.
Well, I mean, it is 20% health, right? It heals you for 20%.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty fucking good.
I mean, there's
it
some
says
kind
of your
cool
max
down,
health,
right,
too, not your base health.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good. Every 30 seconds, you get to 20%
but
health.
But as a DP, like if you're DPSing or something, that kind of stuff is
but
just not
times,
as powerful.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know. I always look at that as pretty decent.
As your top talent, though, compared to what everybody else
is. It's better
is
than the other two. I mean, come on.
Right.
Mage, real
right
quick. Invocation.
Well, I mean, sorry, just real quick. Right. Theoretically, they could give you enough time when you're not, as a cat or something, when you're not swinging on something, like as you're running around throwing fucking nourishes and stuff, because it does increase your attack power. I mean, I don't know how much that's going to add up, but maybe it will.
Probably.
And in that instance, they're encouraging you to help out the raids.
We'll never know, because these talent trees remove the ability for people to theorycraft.
Does it? Is that what a
that's what
blue they poster says?
They're like, oh, we don't want theorycraft. We're here. You pick whatever talent,
yeah,
you
nobody's
want.
Nobody's gonna theorycraft this.
Yeah. Mages, invocation. Your evocation no longer has a cooldown, but you no longer have mana regen. Completing an evocate causes you to deal 20% increased damage for the next 30 seconds. That's nice.
Yeah.
Rune
of a cooldown on invocate.
Right now?
3 minutes,
like
right?
3 minutes, yeah.
Is there anything that reduces that or anything, you think? Like a...
I don't know.
You know, the glyph heals for 60%, right, or something like that.
Rune of power. Yeah, it'll make you heal. Which I guess you'd still be able to have.
Innervate me, so I can do 20% more damage. 20%, right? Wasn't that it? 20% whenever you evocate for 30 seconds?
If you finish an evocate, however long that takes,
okay,
you do 20% damage. Rune of Power places a Rune of Power on the ground, which lasts for 1 minute. While standing in your Rune of Power, your mana regen is increased by 100% and your spell damage is increased by 15%. Only 2 runes of power can be placed at one time. Replaces evocation.
Man, they are really changing fucking classes up with these.
So wait,
talents.
You can have 2 Rune of Powers now?
That's what it says.
On top of each other?
It just says only 2 runes of power can be placed at one time. So I get
they probably don't stack. It's just a way for you to have like now we have to move. So you
it lasts
on
for
the,
a minute
on,
and it has a 10-second cooldown.
I don't even fucking get that. I'd take that one over that other one.
It sounds pretty good.
15% compared to 20% for
and you have
seconds?
100% mana
regen.
Yeah,
just fucking blast it. And considering how much you can but blast I all guess, your expensive spells because you don't have to worry about mana. So it'll be even better.
Well, you don't. I don't know what
it's gotta
mana
be some reason.
Like.
I mean, if you're in a moving fight, it's not so good.
The last one absorbs Encanter Shield, absorbs damage, converting the damage into mana up to a maximum of 30% of your maximum mana, lasts 8 seconds. When your Encanter Shield is destroyed, you gain 30% spell power for 15 seconds.
Okay, now I'm seeing a pattern I don't like as much, which is where all the talents are kind of the same. It's just like how you decide
just
you want it to
do different intervals?
It.
Like that one was 30% for 15
yeah,
seconds?
But you know, there's probably like, since you get more... But I mean, it's different from the middle one, though, because it's not all the time. You know, it's a...
Holy shit.
I don't know. That's weird.
Death Knight. Glaive toss. You hurl two glaives in front of you 30 yards, dealing 1x damage to all enemies and reducing their movement speed by 50%. The glaives come back to you, also dealing damage and snaring targets they hit. If it hits at least two enemies, the cooldowns reset.
So it's like a boomerang?
Yeah.
Cool.
Power shot. Wait, is this Death Knight? No, this is Hunter. Sorry, that's Hunter.
Ah.
Power shot. You wind up a powerful shot dealing 1x damage to all targets in front of you within 20 yards. The damage done is increased on targets further away. 15 to 30 yards, double damage, stunned 1 second. 30 to 50 yards, triple, spelled with two Ps, damage, stunned 2 seconds. Blinding shot.
PvP.
It's pretty crazy.
You fire a magical projectile, tethering the enemy and any other enemies within 10 yards to the landing arrow. Increases all damage they receive from you by 15%. If they move 15 yards from the arrow, they're stunned for 10 seconds. 5 seconds in PvP.
Hmm.
Tethering the enemy and any... Oh, within 10 yards. So it just puts a line to them. It puts like a line to them, and then you do extra damage to them, and if they move away from the arrow, then they get stunned for 5 seconds. So they just have to stand there and take it.
Or get stunned.
Vanish, or whatever. Might as well look at these other ones. These are actually kind of... Death Knight.
We were sitting here talking about how like these are going to change. Why are we bothering looking at them? This is dumb. These just sound Anybody good. That looks at these is dumb.
We're not looking at him. He's looking at him.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Yeah, Jeremy. Stupid head.
Dirt.
Gorfine's grass. Shattery tendrils.
Gorfine's grass. Dirt, dirt, dirt.
Shadowy tendrils coil around all enemies within 20 yards of a target, hostile or friendly, dealing 23-24 shadow damage and pulling them to the target's location.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
We're going to have fucking... And there's already a moron Death Knights. I mean, can we agree that, like, on average, Death Knights are more likely to be an annoying moron in the party?
Oh, yeah.
Can we... I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Remorseless Winter, it surrounds them with, like, a tornado that does damage, and it reduces their speed by 15%, stacking up to 5 times. When they get a 5th application, they're stunned for 6 seconds.
Damn.
Desecrated ground, which I
thought they had before.
I guess corrupts the ground.
I hate stun stuff because you know that's not going to be useful on bosses.
Right.
It deals damage and they're immune to crowd control.
Sounds like all their shit's kind of PvP-ish.
My level 75 talents are all PvP. Priest. You create a vow of unity with the friendly target. Whenever you heal the target through spells and effects, you're also healed equal to 20% of the amount. In addition, when the target is attacked, 50% of the damage is redirected to you. Ooh. If your target is victim to an attack greater than 30% of their total health, the vow of unity effect ends. Only one target can be linked. Void shift. You swap. Well,
that's kind of good. That's a tank saving thing. As you redirect the damage and then you're healing them, so then you're also healing yourself while you're doing it.
Void shift is like gonna be the worst talent. You swap health percentage with the current friendly target. When this ends, you are healed for 25% of your health. So what you do is you get down, you stand in fire until you get down to 5%, you grip someone to the fire, then swap health with them.
Yeah, if you want to be a douchebag.
Exactly.
Does it say target friendly?
Yes.
Otherwise, okay. Though, that's a pretty powerful ability as you're, again, as you're healing tanks. Just sit there, oh, shit! You know, like, I don't have enough time to cast a heal. I'll just take his health and give him a full bar.
Then you don't realize you have a dot on yourself and then you die.
Vampiric dominance. When you deal damage or healing, 15% of the amount is healed to up to 3 low health nearby enemies.
Wait, what?
When you deal damage.
You deal damage.
When you deal damage or healing,
oh, okay.
15% of the amount is healed to up to 3 low health nearby enemies.
So they took Vampiric Embrace and just made it a fucking talent, a 90 talent? That's pretty shitty.
Different.
Not really.
All right, Warlock. Curse an enemy causing them to suffer 30% of damage.
Here's the difference. Vampiric Embrace was only when you were in Shadow Form, right?
Yeah, whenever you deal damage.
Well, this you don't have to be in Shadow Form.
And you can be healing. Yeah. It said whether you heal.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying they took what Vampiric Embrace did and just made it into a talent and expanded its role.
Well,
I mean, it's nothing new. It's not like all the other stuff that you're saying.
It is new because you can use it as a holy priest now. Or a disc priest. Or I guess those things aren't going to exist anymore, as I'm calling them. Which, that's really going to fuck with my head.
Warlocks, Archimonde's Vengeance. Curse an enemy, causing them to suffer 30% of all damage you take. Last 10 seconds. Passive ability. Enemies who attack you suffer 5% of all damage they deal to you. This effect is disabled while on cooldown.
PvP.
That, and you could pop demon form and tank a boss for a second, and he takes 5% of all the damage he does to you.
Yeah. You could let him enrage. Hit me, bitch.
kill Jaden's. Kill Jaden's cunning. You can cast and channel while moving, but doing so doubles the cast time. Manoroth's Fury increases the radius of your non-talent area of effect spells by 200%. Those are all very simple.
Yeah, simple, but like theoretically powerful.
Shaman. Somebody said shaman. You could move while
Sorbics.
You could cast while moving, but there wasn't a drawback. I don't know what that was, though. All right, warrior, last one. Deadly Calm, you enter battle trance, causing your next three heroic strike or cleave attacks to cost no rage and cost 50% extra damage. Last 15 seconds.
Cool.
Bloodbath, you carve up your opponent with your weapons. For the next 12 seconds, your special attacks cause the target to bleed for an additional 30% over 6 seconds.
Okay, the dot.
Stormbolt, hurl your weapon at an enemy, causing... It's got a 30-yard range. Hurl your weapon at an enemy, causing 50% weapon damage and stunning them for 3 seconds. Deals an additional 300% weapon damage to targets that are permanently immune to stuns. Replaces heroic throw.
So that's like a in PvP, this is a stun, and versus boss, it's an asshole to damage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of the better talents.
I think the mages have the best.
I
think those are the coolest. Those sound the coolest to me.
I think to me, Druid.
Druid's getting fucked in their bear holes.
No, man. What are you talking about?
You can do everything in every spec.
Ability, you're really good at the one thing that you didn't spec for.
And shit.
Yeah, right. All the things you didn't spec for. Again, I don't know. Maybe they'll find some clever way to make it actually worthwhile to be able to just like...
I'd like to go visit the druid forums right now. Man.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, that's good.
So wait, is that all mop? That's mop stuff at the top of the page you're on right now.
Yeah.
I can see...
I was going to say, those
Chinese
are the dragons. Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're just flying, using this model they've already come up with.
Flying through the air.
I don't know why...
You look at anything having to do with WoW.
This parody on MMO Champion got
it's really
a
good.
Post.
It's very high quality.
Really good.
Well, it's high quality.
Also,
but I didn't...
sung by a girl with a vagina.
Oh,
yeah.
I meant to say by a person with a vagina. That made it
right.
funny.
I was like, as most girls tend to have.
But I mean, like, I didn't really think the lyrics were that good. I mean, like,
I didn't know the song, so I didn't really listen. I skipped around. I was like, okay.
It sounds like one
It was like a hip hop song.
What I mean to say is, I didn't think it was outlandish quality. Like, it wasn't.
As far as the lyrics?
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
Yeah, I think they got drunk on her sound quality.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, her lovely lady lumps.
Her
humps.
I was just like, come on, guys.
Her lovely
lady
lumps. Check it out.
I mean,
she got them all drunk.
At least she does have machinima ones, so I guess. Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would have really made it front page material is if they had a video like that. Blah blah blah, old war song.
Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah, old war.
No,
song.
They say something before old war, but that's all I remember about the song is that they say
I
old
don't
war.
Even remember this?
It's Timberland parody. Old war. Damn it.
It's good. It's got good machinima.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so Bandy should get her legendary this upcoming Tuesday. And then I'm still like April.
Okay.
Are you guys going to stop doing the staff now?
Yeah, probably. I say probably. But
I was
more like, yeah.
I was telling John that didn't... what's his name? The guy first... The guy got it first.
Avertus.
Didn't he quit like right after he got his?
Yeah, like three weeks later.
It's but, wow.
It's,
like,
it's just a tradition of legendaries.
He went to a different guild, but then he realized that he didn't really like those people, so then he just quit WoW. Whereas
imagine that. You join another guild and you find out you don't like people.
Whereas if he had stayed with us, be raiding every week, doing some heroics like we're doing.
But not 25 people, though.
Yeah, because that makes all the difference.
Some people think it does. Some people think it does.
Some people are wrong.
Anything else on here worth mentioning?
No. But we do need to mention Zorvix's LOL live stream that you apparently skipped over in the email last week.
Okay.
And that I don't have the link to, so we'll have to wait. Zorvix.
Is it playing him? Did Zorvix
send in an email last week?
He said he did.
Did I read it? I don't remember reading an email from Zorvix.
Well, obviously you didn't, because that's maybe what it was about.
Well, no, he didn't mail it.
He tweeted about something, I think, but he didn't tweet at me. Know if he did.
Apparently, he's like in the upper echelon of LOL players, and so he streams it live, and people watch this.
I don't even know what his name is, to tell you. You know his first name?
Not Zorvix?
Yeah, I know
Zareth's first name. I can't remember Zorvix's first name.
Don't worry, it's not important. No! But why? Okay. It's law, man. I don't care about no damn law.
Right.
Where did that?
Get that out of here. Get your lolling out of here. I loll at that law. Let's take a break.
I will post a link in the show notes.
There you go. That's what you should have done.
Show notes.
That's what you should have done. Show discussion. In the show discussion. That's what you ought to say.
What's that?
It's where we discuss about the show.
Maybe we should rename it to show notes. Considering it's more of like notes. Except it's not even notes either. It's not discussion.
Maybe
I ought to
name
not really notes.
No discussion.
Maybe
we should call it Show Hawkinson.
We should just take down
that freak.
Maybe we should just take down
freak.
The floor.
And then,
considering it's a walled garden right now.
I put up a filter in my email box to just delete all those damn posts from The Guardian because I wasn't able to check my mail anymore.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Somewhere some villain schemes, but his number is up. 3, 2, 1. Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call me Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous. Darkwing Duck.
She just looks like she's like poor.
And like, we're back for the second segment of Outlandish Podcast.
Did she not? Like, all her clothes are from Goodwill.
Yeah. She just looks downtrodden and poor.
She's impoverished.
Justin. What's going on with you, man?
Still playing Bastion.
Beat that game
I'm
yet?
Telling you, man. That's how slow I'm moving. I just don't put a lot of time
towards playing,
it.
Quit watching 3 or 4 episodes of West Wing.
No. Not only that, but every time I get to a disc that has like a commentary, it's like, ooh, commentary. So I'll watch it and then watch it again. See, this is the difference in loving a show. Like, you probably never watched a commentary, have you? Or a movie.
I've watched...
If you really love a movie...
I've watched a movie once. I don't know what movie.
It's extremely interesting because, one, they almost always have the director on there. Mm-hmm. And then they'll usually have the as far as a movie, they'll often have the screenwriter. And then sometimes they'll throw in some actors. Now, if it's a big movie or they just spend a lot of time on it, you look at it and they'll have like, sometimes they'll have like 3 to 4 commentary tracks, and you'll have like the director and the screenwriter's commentary track. And then you have like the actor's commentary track all on their own. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was Aliens. That has like 3 or 4 commentary tracks. Because then sometimes they'll get in there and they'll have this like, this is where the lighting director and the sound director did a commentary track. It's really fucking interesting. And especially if you love a movie and you're watching it over and over again anyway.
Just don't care. I just honestly, I care about the movie. I don't really care about, yeah, so in this shot, we wanted to, I don't really care. I don't care. Yeah. You really did the shot. You got the shot. Bravo.
Usually they have background stories about like how hard it was to make a shot, or like, you know, special tricks they used to get to get a shot, or why they shot it in this way.
Mm. Yeah, I don't care about that either.
You're not art lovers.
No, I love art. I just don't care about the when artist telling me how I got this painting to look like this.
When I go to an art museum, I don't hit play next to the listen to the artist describe the painting in their own words.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Mm.
Sebastian, okay. I am enjoying it more than I was before. Before I was just kind of, it was cool, but it was just kind of like
Jeremy. You know what Bastion is, right?
Yeah.
It's one with the narration.
Just kind of going through the motions, but I got these. I basically made it more difficult. You get these shrines where you can get these god statues, and you can turn on certain, like, you know, other games might have hard mode where you don't really know what's hard about it, but in general, it's like, oh, the enemies hit harder and they're more difficult to kill, and maybe they move faster. Well, in this, you can get a shrine for each of those aspects, and you can turn it on. And each one you turn on will give like a boost in experience.
How's the story progressing in this game?
Pretty good. It's definitely a game I would like to play more than once, because they do a lot of story and talking while you're playing. And especially now that I've got it more difficult, I'm like really fucking having to focus on what I'm doing. And like, there's these like...
The kid didn't realize the story was progressing while he was like, doing whoa, shit.
The kid didn't realize that I was saying important shit. Are you listening to me? I'm trying to stay alive down here. There's these gauntlet, I guess, horde mode type levels you can unlock. And they get harder. And there was the most recent one I unlocked, there was like an achievement that I could do, an in-game achievement. Mm-hmm. And if I unlocked that achievement, I got a bunch of money. And the achievement was beat this new horde wave thing with some gods turned on. And it's already difficult. Well, in this gauntlet horde mode things, he's every round, the guy's telling you, he's like going through a story. And he says like each paragraph, basically each new round. But at the beginning of that round, I'm like, okay, I made it. Okay. I hope there's not too many more of these fucking... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Shotgun! Throw a spear! Kill that guy! Arrow! And he's like, yeah. And then the girl went up on the wall, but she didn't realize that she would find her friend there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's great. Can I just listen to these later? Can I just load these up?
Can
I just read these, in fact? I don't do as well with written story. I don't think I do as well
so
with
the audiobook. That brings up an interesting thing, though. I want to know, if we could have this... And it's kind of funny to say you're playing bad commentary to our games. Do you have a game that you would like to have commentary?
That. Valve does that.
Well,
with,
I know. Yeah,
yeah.
They did it with Half-Life 2, right?
They did it with Portal 2. Pretty much every game they put out now. I think they even have some in. I think they even shoehorned some in the Left 4 Dead.
But I'm curious. I'm talking about the Bastionist commentary, where you have a narrator talking about what you're doing and stuff like that.
This was a meme on Reddit one day.
So what would you? What would you pick?
Where would I transplant a guy that described everything I did?
Mm-hmm. Would you like Arkham City? Would you like Arkham City? Somebody said,
not really.
Batman jumped from the ceiling and took down.
A yeah, see, that would be annoying.
Max Payne?
Max Payne would work really well as first person commentary, where you just hear him in his head all the time.
Yeah,
that would work really well. Spider-Man. So not as a guy describing what's going on, but Spider-Man as a game where he's constantly saying stuff in his head. Because if you've ever read a Spider-Man comic, he'll be swinging into an enemy, and he's got like 10 lines of shit he just said to himself in his head. And you'll see, and the whole page will be filled with all the stuff he's saying in the space of like 3 seconds of actual action. You're like, if you actually stop and think, you're like, how the hell would he be able to think all of this?
He's got super thinking.
Spider thinking.
Spidey thinking.
I mean, they've made some Spider-Man games where he's really clever, talking all the time,
chatting it up in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, but that would be around. A good one. I mean, I don't know that it would fit that well with most games, though.
Say that. I think it could. I think you make a fake.
The rogue used venom on the rogue.
No, you just say other things like as he stabbed him. You wouldn't say like the abilities or something. You just
thing is with with games, it's such an interactive medium where you can pretty much see everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. The commentary is it's a clever effect in Bastion, but it's not something that I think could be easily transplanted.
The cat walked through town and realized that the majority of soldiers had taken an arrow to the knee at some point in their lives. Mm-hmm. This saddened the cat. I've seen so many webcomics with, like, arrow to the knee.
Yeah. Like,
it's not even that funny.
Yeah. No, it's way old.
I could have won the Super Bowl, then I took a football to the knee. I could have went on the Super Bowl, then I took a football to the knee. That was the joke with that one guy that fumbled the ball for San Francisco because the ball hit him in the knee.
Yeah.
On that punt return.
I think I'm almost done with Bastion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any good reason to say that, except that I
played quite a bit. The kid looks like he's almost to the end of the game.
And I'm about to finish collecting this round of things I'm collecting. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty sure that I'm probably almost done. But it's pretty deep, like as far as the story and everything. Mm-hmm. I would probably like to go and read a roundup, a summary, because I know I missed a bunch of things they've talked about. Apparently it's got a really good New Game Plus, though, so maybe I'll play that. At the same time...
Is that the fan on your computer?
I think so, yeah.
No, probably.
Never noticed it that loud before.
This game Dear Esther that just came out, you've probably seen a few people talk about
it. I've seen some people talking about Esther.
I really want to...
Havoc. I think Havoc's the one that's been talking about it a little bit.
No, I don't think he did.
No, the other writer across the pond.
Huh?
The other writer across the pond.
Might not be a guy I follow.
Yeah.
Beric Belsauce mentioned it. A couple listener people have mentioned it, but it's supposed to be this really interesting kind of like. It makes me think of Silent Hill, from what I've heard.
Richard Cobbett.
Okay. That's what I'd like to play next. But I don't know. Maybe. So last weekend I had a friend in town. And this particular friend, whenever he comes into town, that's usually when I get down with a bunch of co-op gaming. And we played through Renegade Ops, which is a top-down. Do you guys remember the Desert Strike, Jungle Strike, Urban Strike type games on Sega Genesis, Jeremy?
Helicopters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had Nuclear Strike.
Strike, that was another one. This game's sort of like that. It's actually made by the guys that did Just Cause 2. The Just Cause guys. And it uses the Just Cause 2 engine, but it's a top-down vehicle-based game. So you're not in a helicopter all the time. You're actually, most of the time, you're in like a Jeep, your little Jeep vehicle. But it's really fun. There's ramps and stuff, and you're shooting stuff in a kind of twin-stick style. And cool. It's got a...
This is on PC.
It is on PC.
I think
it's also on the consoles.
Yeah, so is it a post-apocalyptic world?
No, it's... Oh. It's very much like one of those, like, dealing with a Bond villain that has, like, a big army of enemies and stuff.
All right.
You're hopping around jungle environments.
Does he tell you about it right before he feeds them?
Oh, yeah. He's maniacal and all that business, and you kill him over and over again. He's like Robotnik or something. You're constantly blowing up his vehicle. But that's a really fun game. We also played Pixel Junk Side-Scroller, which is another game for the Pixel Junk people. Okay. Q Games. I really like the Pixel Junk games, and this was no exception. We were able to play through that. It's a Gradius style. Gradius, is that right? Yeah. Side-scrolling, shooting type game. Really cool graphics, vector-type graphics. Fantastic soundtrack, but all those soundtracks are very, very chill, as I like to say. And Matt is like, what the fuck are you? Chill. What does that mean? And then we played through Halo 3. On Heroic, which also didn't take very
Legendary.
Long. I always get so what I'm
you didn't play it on Legendary?
No, and we should have because I mean we were dying. It was actually as just a fun experience. It was just right. Like you die every once in a while if you're not paying enough attention. But it's not like the Halo games on Heroic and single player are really fun to me. Like that's a perfect level. You get to see. The AI, which is so rare and precious in games these days. Bungie really puts effort into their AI, so you get to see them working together and flanking you and really great voice act. Well, not voice act, you know, with like the dialogue from the enemies and whatnot. But with two player, it was a little too easy. Yeah, because you can just like, oh, I died. Let me just run behind a rock, respawn you. it really probably would have been too hard on Legendary. Too hard to have, fun with it. But it's just funny, like, it shines a spotlight. It's taken me, like, 2 or 3 weeks to get through Bastion, but in the span of 3 days, we were able to play through Renegade Ops, Pistols Knight Side-Scroller, and Halo 3. So, if I could just play co-op games all the time, then I would play so many fucking games. It'd be insane.
Mass Effect 2, right? Oh, wait, that's multiplayer. It's just multiplayer, right?
It's like 3, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But multiplayer is weird. I'm hearing now that, like, well, because I was reading through the Penny Arcade post, apparently there are, like, iOS apps that will somehow... Because it's like one of those multiplayer games where there's, like, a galactic map. So there's, like, this overarching thing that's going on that you're working towards, plus the progression of your characters, and... Sounds pretty crazy. According to Gabe, Tycho, at least, it's not your throwaway multiplayer that gets tacked on to single-player games. So, that's kind of cool. I didn't expect to hear about it.
Player not as long or as good because they have to have multiplayer.
We don't know yet. Maybe. BioWare's kind of... You know, they're leaning their ship towards not being as, like, trustworthy as they used to be.
I saw that one guy left. The writer for Star Wars. The lead writer for Star Wars.
Really?
And Mass Effect.
Hmm.
Apparently he parted ways with BioWare.
See, those are the kind of warning signs. Giant Bomb, they had an end-of-year award. It was like things that need to be things that are in danger of losing their credibility in 2012 or whatever. And BioWare is at the top of that because some of the things they're doing, like Dragon Age 2, that's very divisive, and then the whole like their integration with EA and Origin and all that.
Yeah.
So I'll be really curious to see how Mass Effect 3 is.
I have to run Origin for Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it on my Xbox where my saves are.
Yeah.
Well, you probably won't have to even go through Origin to play it.
You know, there's a site called MassEffectSaves.com.
Yeah.
And you could actually craft exactly whatever your character is.
Oh, you can just like tell
them? So if you wanted to play it on PC, you could tell it every single option you've already picked.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Except I wouldn't remember like the quests... Who I let live and who I didn't.
Well, yeah, if you couldn't remember. Or if you just didn't care. And he's like, you know what? Right now, I've decided I let that guy live.
Well, there's that one chick that you run into. And, like, I didn't even realize who she was until I was reading something later. And I was like, oh, that's the chick that I let go in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
now. There's a bunch of little of those things.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing that I had just played Mass Effect. Like, a month before Mass Effect 2 came out.
Yeah.
So that shit was still fresh. Even then, I still forgot some of the stuff, like the there's that bug planet you go to in Mass Effect 1, and you decide whether to destroy that bug race or not, the psychic bugs.
Yeah.
Sounds like to me you ought to beat Bastion and play Mass Effect 2 real quick.
I thought about it. I never did play all the DLC.
I never played any of it.
You try.
I've loaded it up, yeah, and I was like, okay.
I pat him on the shoulder.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what. Like,
yeah, no.
I mean, it's a shooter, right? RPG shooter, kind of like I'm running through there doing. I don't know. I don't think I could get the control. Like, the control scheme was kind of annoying to me.
No, I don't think that was it. I think it's just one of those. I mean,
well, because
a game has to have special barbs to grab you.
It's just that you don't like good games.
That's it. It's like, well, I mean, the game is like built for right-handed people, I think, because it's like
they don't allow
a whole
there
bunch of
goes Matt well, throwing I mean, out the ambidexterity card.
Well, it's because you got to do a bunch of like actions and stuff, right?
Playing that left-handed card
again. I don't
again.
Think this game is made for left-handed people.
Well, I mean, it's like I wouldn't want to play Batman.
President Obama does not care about left-handed people.
I'm just saying, it's like you wouldn't want to play Batman Arkham City or something with a keyboard.
No.
Because of how much stuff you feel like you have to do or something, like the switching, the quick switching or something like that. So, like, I felt
you
like
could
that
play
was
Mass Effect 2 with your controller.
I could play Mass Effect 2 with my controller. But I wouldn't have the same... I wouldn't feel like I would have the accuracy.
You don't really... I mean,
I always play Mass Effect with a controller.
It's not as key. It's not as key in the Mass Effect universe. I mean, I don't know.
It has auto-aim assist or whatever, right?
Yeah, if you put your controller in, it'll help you out.
So, I got done listening to Ready Player One. I suggest it to both of you, but Justin won't listen to it because I suggest it.
And that's not true.
Pandering.
That's not why. That's why. What? I hear that there's a reason I don't like Big Bang Theory, and because to me, I probably said this before, Big Bang Theory is like, haha, World of Warcraft, laugh track. Haha, Green Lantern, laugh track. That's the impression. I think they're actually better now, because I'll catch it every once in a while when I'm getting dinner and Matt's watching his episode of Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of still a lot of that.
I mean, yeah.
That's pandering. You know, when geeks will think it's funny because they mentioned Star Trek, and to me, it's like, it's still just a sitcom. And
yeah, but I think Ready Player One introduces it. It's built a story around the whole thing.
Right. So I hear that they throw a lot of stuff in there just to be like, oh, you remember Ghostbusters, right?
There, so I usually don't stay as late at work as I did today, and the cleaning people were there, and the guy's got a vacuum cleaner, but it's a backpack, so it looks like he's got a proton pack.
Awesome!
And I was like, because I was sitting there talking to the guys that normally work late, and I was like, that guy's vacuum cleaner makes him look like a Ghostbuster. They thought that was funny.
They never thought about that? I figured they'd be like, yeah.
I don't know. I was like, look at him. He's a ghost. But I want to vacuum our office.
But Jeremy, I highly recommend you.
Somebody see a cockroach up on level 12?
You read Ready Player One. Ready?
Read?
Yeah. Or I can give you the audiobook.
Matt.
Where do you get all these audiobooks?
Matt actually
Library.
Heard. Matt, you need to say, I recommend you hear Ready Player One.
I recommend you hear Ready Player One.
The library.
Yeah.
The new one.
I get them shipped.
There's
over
one
to
near.
We work.
Yeah, there's one over on Rodney Parham.
There's one right down the street.
Napa Valley. Yeah, but I mean, I can just drive
with
during lunch and get them.
With the copper siding, which totally didn't cost the taxpayers an arm and a leg.
I won't go on my rant again about libraries.
Justin hates libraries.
I can't. I don't understand why they built one.
It's entertainment. It's not.
Well,
there's not.
There's not one near here, I guess.
There is now.
Okay, then, I mean, that's, you build one around a community.
Right, or you just go read books on the internet.
I don't hate libraries, I just don't think we should be paying taxes being forced to provide reading for people. That's not an inalienable right to me.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of books.
So you think roads are...
Roads are important.
Yeah.
But roads, police, firemen,
they're not,
those things are like
not
group
what you
protection.
Said.
Who goes to the fucking library?
Matt does.
I do.
People
why,
do.
Why don't?
What normal?
Why
a lot of people do because he's on
why
list.
Why not?
Because I can just read it on the internet.
A book?
Technically, you can't read it on...
I can download it to my phone.
Yeah, you could pay for it. You could legitimately pay for it. But I'm saying you can go to the library and just get it for free. Or you could also download it. You can download it through the library system, which I found out.
Which is crazy.
Well, then we don't need a physical library at all anymore.
Well, you would still... Just because you can do it doesn't mean society in itself can...
Fuck them. They need to catch up.
Yeah. What? If they don't have a smartphone, they probably can't read anyway.
Poverty needs to catch up and be given smartphones.
If they don't have a phone where they can read stuff on it, they probably aren't going to the library.
People shouldn't be educated by society.
That's true.
I definitely encourage people to take it. I mean, because it's amazing.
Take a stroll to your local library.
Well, I mean, like...
But don't take my word for it.
I mean, it's pretty crazy at how organized... I mean, like,
not
what you
make
can...
make that sound.
Like, because I can get...
Ba-da-bum.
Fuck you.
Because you can just get them shipped to any of the libraries as, you know, convenient
all,
to you.
They're all connected, like the Little Rock Metro or...
Yeah, they're
or
all
even,
Central
I guess,
Arkansas Library System.
But it's, oh, okay, Central
and there's, like, 10 or 11... libraries.
I'm not against existing libraries. I just don't think they should build new ones.
But what?
I don't think they should build new ones, and I don't think they should continue funding the ones that we have.
They should start charging like a video store.
Of course, I also have... Well, I mean, that gets close to... see, I look at taxes a lot, like what people pay in real estate taxes. Do you realize that like the vast majority of the money you put in goes to education?
That's what real estate taxes are for.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's where they... All right, I see. Still.
I know.
I mean, it's like, what, because I own property?
I got to pay for
school?
Educate
probably,
the people
probably
next
because
door?
Because you might be anticipated that you're going to have a family.
I guess.
Because you own property. you're going to have kids that will want to go to school.
How about they just tax
and will want to
notebooks and pencils and stuff?
Because then poor people couldn't afford them, and we'd have to buy those.
Yeah.
I've got 1984 and Stephen King's A Dragon's Eyes, or Through the Eyes of a Dragon. The Eyes of a Dragon.
I'm not sure. I think that's his Talisman series.
I don't know if it's a series or not. It just said The Eyes of a Dragon, a story.
I
want
to say he has a Talisman trilogy.
A story.
That's what it said.
Well, it's definitely a story.
A story.
But it's still that's like 15,000 pages.
I noticed that like for the last 10 or 15 years, it almost makes it seem like it's a federal mandate that they have to put a novel on the front.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't remember. They didn't used to do that shit, but now it appears on every book.
Well, maybe they don't want people to get... Maybe people were getting confused and thinking that they were real stories. And they're like, this is a novel. It's not a real story. This isn't true.
Fuck the ignorant.
Exactly. They shouldn't be reading anyway.
Man, you guys...
They probably can't.
You guys just hate society.
No, I don't hate society.
If it's not wealthy people that can afford shit on their own and... smart intellectual people, then everybody else should just die.
Books are a luxury item.
Well, that's to a degree. Books are also educational.
Okay, but education's a luxury item.
Really? You think education's a luxury?
Well, an advanced education. I believe in, you know, like the K-12 system.
Okay.
But
I shouldn't have to pay for although, to college.
Yeah,
even though... And, they paid for me to go to college.
And also, I think that they could probably squeeze into K through 11 because most, us included, most singers like don't need that 12th year.
But don't you like if anything, the system should be improved on and go beyond the 12th year because a lot of people aren't ready for employment or anything beyond the 12th year?
I could link you.
That's the fault of the school system.
Yes, I could link you to a fantastic cracked article that explains how the school system as a whole is.
Then you feel like that should be improved on.
Yeah, it should be overhauled, actually.
So do you feel like...
Or we should not give funding to bad schools. But then the poor people, their schools don't get funded anymore. Well, put the good teachers in the bad schools.
Well, that's the rub, right? Figuring out how to fix a bad school.
Yeah.
It's really
how
difficult.
Do I reach these kids?
I don't even remember what movie that was, but I know it starred that famous Hispanic actor.
Yeah.
It's part of
from
the
Selena.
Edward James Olmos?
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Did you just say yeah because I said the Spanish actor's name?
What sounded right?
Why? Because it was a Spanish
name? Yes, exactly. You could have told me Monte Cristo, and I'd be like, yes.
Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yes.
No.
La Bamba.
He's Filipino.
La Bamba.
He's not even Mexican.
La Bamba.
I was watching him on the Food Network. He was up against Flava Flav in the final.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
In the final.
Just can't cook celebrities or something?
Yeah, okay. Not can't cook, but celebrity chef. And they were the two best at the end.
Wow.
Lou Diamond Phillips and Flava Flav.
Was there crack on them?
Apparently, Flava Flav, like.
And beer.
He always wanted to be a chef and own his own restaurant. And he's like a really good cook.
That's incredible. I'm going to go look that up. I want to see Flava Flav. Throwing down some flambés and shit.
He's doing all that shit.
Yeah, boy. And add the peppers to the cream. Yeah, boy.
And that's exactly what he's doing.
Ugh. All right. We'll take a break after that. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Super Tune Extraordinaire. Freakazoids. Freakazoids. Underground and underwear. Freakazoids. Freakazoids. Guess who's Washington, D.C.? Freakazoids. Freakazoids. And I sent them every song to you. Freakazoids. Freakazoids. It's plain chocolonium. It has a chocolate coating. That's one case for Sigmund Freud. Freakazoids. Freakazoids.
And...
boy!
Oh, we're back for the third and final segment of Outlandish Podcast. All right. This email comes in from... I'm trying to remember where we left off here. This email comes in from Stefan.
You don't move them into something? A folder?
No, they're just all in this main folder here. This email comes in from Stefan. He says, hey!
Hey!
Dear Outlandish.
What?
What games have you guys beaten lately?
Renegade Ops, Pixel Shrink Side-Scroller, and Halo 3.
Skyrim.
I haven't beat a game at all. I can't even remember. I was going to say I can't remember the last game I beat, but I can probably. It's probably like a Halo. We played Halo Reach all the way through, right?
Yep. That would have been into 2010, though.
Oh.
What's the last game you beat by yourself?
Oh, I played Limbo. I beat Limbo.
There you go.
Yeah, Limbo.
Granted, it's only a 2 to 3 hour experience.
Shut the fuck up.
I need to go finish that.
It's mainstream, man. It's
yeah, it's out there.
And then he writes in with a bunch of Ask Matt Anything questions, which I was like, I would do that, you know, on our last episode or something. Like, I'm not going to do the Ask Me Anything now.
Stefan is a reader of Reddit, apparently.
Well, I said I would do that. I posted on the forums or something like that I would do it.
And Ask Me Anything?
Yeah. But I would do it probably right when we're, like, going to quit. Just as, like, the finale, I was like, I would probably do an Ask Me Anything as a finale. Like, go ahead, I'll answer everything you want me to answer. Because we're going away. Like, right. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. This comes in from Daniel. He says, Hey. Hi, guys. Don't read out my email address. I don't know. I don't.
We don't tend to. Yeah. But sure.
Okay. Daniel@hotmail.com.
If you choose to share this, but it's not been written
That'd
for
be
entertainment
impressive.
Value.
Yeah,
it would. I would actually read it out if that was it.
It's not been written for entertainment value on the podcast, but more to say thank you.
The podcast.
For your time and sharing your experiences in such an interesting and meaningful way. This is the only podcast that's gone on for this long without becoming dull and pointless. Wow.
Really? We appreciate that.
He must have skipped around a little
bit. It's difficult for us. I think we've gotten better lately.
Okay.
100% because of me, but...
Oh.
Not last week, but this week and the 2 weeks before, I thought were really high energy and funny.
I wish I could make taxes quit paying for your presence here.
Oh.
I just wanted to say I love the podcast. I started playing WoW last summer and started listening to you at or about the same time. I've managed to listen to all of your shows, and I'm officially up to date as of an hour ago.
Damn.
It's been really useful to experience guild drama and raid raging, which I have missed out on. I find that when a game is praised and you miss out on it, it is hard to understand why people loved it years ago. I played Deus Ex 1.
Deus Ex.
Yeah, I always pronounce that wrong.
Deus Ex.
And
we are a part of history. People can go back and listen to how it was in Burning Crusade when people walked through the Dark Portal for the first time.
Yeah.
Wait, is it?
We don't go that far back.
Yeah, we don't.
We started after Burning Crusade came out a year later.
Right, but we still talk about
Burning Crusade.
We went through the Dark Portal for the first time.
No.
I think we were playing.
Yeah, I guess so.
We
talk about Karazhan.
We leveled our alts.
Yeah.
Through the Dark Portal for the first time.
The same summer, we played it the same summer and found it to be dull, but I'm sure if I played it at the time, I would have loved it.
Played I'm also what?
Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Aha, you thought you were going to get me to say Deus Ex.
I completely forgot.
I'm also finding WoW to be aimed at softcore gamers.
Mm-hmm.
And feel like I have missed out on progression and some great nights. And I'm glad your podcast has been there to show me what I have missed. It's been a while since we showed you what you were missing.
Mm-hmm. And most of our guilds were terrible anyway.
Rags of the Nordisil Realm, the Forgotten Empire. P.S. Love the pizza mascot idea, but never found a t-shirt. And also love the I'm Down Shaman song as well. Peace out.
I'm Down Shaman song.
Nope, I'm down.
I didn't know we
made used it part of the boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Josh, this is now going into 3.5. Josh wrote in to ask, would vegetarian people be against swallowing on blowjobs? Do you think they'd find it morally wrong?
No, because you're not...
Most vegetarians are liberal and like abortion, but hate eating animals, so...
It's they like abortion.
Yeah, they like abortion.
Like it's a hobby.
Yeah. Well, in my spare time, I do abortion.
Like some ultra...
And I'm also a member of PETA.
Artists, they're like, This is my third abortion. She makes fetus art.
Yeah.
Splays it out like a Rorschach test.
That's some commentary I'd like to listen to. Oh, see, because it's art and commentary.
I call this one Abigail.
Oh, my God.
What is it, like a hurricane? She starts with the A's and moves on her way down?
This was David's Billy.
Oh, Billy. That's disgusting. But I was
Charlie.
For some odd reason, I was thinking, I was like, well, that if you had to, if you were like stranded somewhere, would semen be considered nutritional?
No. I've already gone over this about the guy that asked if he could drink his own semen instead of protein shakes. And so someone gave him the numbers. You don't remember this?
No.
Some guy asked on Yahoo. He was like, I want to.
If he asked on Yahoo.
I want to get protein, but I want to drink something natural that comes from my own body. I drink my own semen, right? And the people are like,
Do they have nutritional information on that, I wonder?
Well, no. I mean, they told
him, what is the calorie count of a teaspoon of semen?
They told him how much...
Well, it depends on your sperm count, probably, right? I mean, like...
I suppose.
They told him how much protein was in there, and it's like... completely negligible.
Really?
And they're like, you'd be really better off drinking like a protein shake. And the guy's response
what about
was,
chicken semen?
Oh.
What about elephant semen? Now there's going to be a lot of protein.
Man. Yeah, because there's a lot of semen.
Yeah.
The guy was like, well, I understand that, but I think I'd rather want something that comes from my own body. So
look, buddy, are you just looking for an excuse to eat your own semen?
Dude, you want to drink your own cum. I got it. Just go ahead.
Go ahead.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You're not going to make us tell you it's okay, but I'm telling you, just go ahead.
He never really cared about protein. He wasn't looking for protein. He started from the point of, I really want to drink my own semen. Let's see if I can figure out some way
convince
to
people
bullshit my way into
that drinking my semen is great.
Well, I mean, I do know that people have drank their own piss, and you can rehydrate yourself that way.
Mm-hmm. But only like a certain number of times can you do that, I think, right?
I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Because it keeps on filtering itself.
Yeah, eventually you would stop making pee, I guess, because you're not hydrated enough.
Well, it'd be too ammonia-based.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, you keep on filtering it until it's just mineral. Like
it comes out like an oil.
Like an oil?
Because all the water.
What
like,
is it? Like you put it, if you poured water in there, you could tell where the pee was and where it would just distill it.
You're taking all the water out every time you cycle it through, so it's just like this thick, viscous yellow.
Okay.
The average ejaculation has 5 calories and 1.25 grams of protein. You could get an equal amount of protein by eating a fifth of a cup of a baked potato, a fourth of a slice of turkey lunch meat, 3 almonds.
I've got 3 almonds worth of semen right in my pants.
I just imagine a girl. He's like, come on, baby. And she's like, I'm watching my weight. And he's like, no, really? It's low calorie.
It's equivalent to those 3 almonds over there. Which would you rather have, baby? 3 almonds in your mouth?
I guess I'm confused. Are you really like gaining anything if you just put it back in after it's gone out?
How would you put it back in?
You can't put the toothpaste back in the
tube. No. I'm saying. So
you can't like get suck.
Oh, like it's a like it's a spit drip?
Yeah, or something, you know.
Oh, I let that one go pretty far.
No, I'm saying, like, if the protein just left from you, is drinking it doing... It's not giving you a positive amount. You've lost 5, and then you put it back.
What you're doing is you're reclaiming.
I guess, but it's not... If you're trying to, like, I need extra protein to build muscle...
Right, you're definitely not going to get extra protein.
You're like...
Because, yeah, you just
now,
lost the protein.
You just have a zero...
Now the question is, excrement. What's the?
Oh, I don't think
that's based
is.
On what you eat,
I was
right?
Say that would have depended on what it used to be.
I guess there's corn you could pick out.
You ever
it.
Thought it's like weird? Like I look at my dogs and I'm like, those dogs are completely made out of dog food. That is the weirdest thing in the entire fucking world.
Well, I mean, they're not made out of dog food.
They're made out of what used to be dog food.
No, they're fueled on dog food.
Well, no, their cells regenerate and they have to come from something, and it's got to be the dog food.
Well, Yeah, just like we're all made out of stardust.
And then their hair grows, and that had to be dog food once.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it, I mean, but at the same time, they're also just made out of, like, rocks. Because the dog food was rock atoms at some point.
Fucking crazy.
And we're all stardust.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I was thinking...
I still can't. Mm.
Of how you ever just... I mean, it's almost like a high moment, I would say.
Right.
Where you just, you think about something, and you're just like, dude, I can't even figure out how that
space
shit.
Does that to me.
Well, I was just thinking about like, astrology. I was just thinking about...
astronomy.
Yeah.
I started thinking about, in Ready Player One, they just started talking about just the history of computers. So I just started thinking about the first computer I had, which was a TRS-80. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, how the fuck did they figure out you could plug a TRS-80 up to a TV and get a picture on it? And then I was like, how the fuck?
Figured out they made it that way, right?
Exactly. But how did they do? How did they know they could do? Yeah. How did they come up with a way to plug something up to a computer and get it to switch to a signal that that machine could produce to project it on there with keystrokes and whatnot? And then it goes to like the Atari, and then you go further back to like the first Apple II, you know, the Apple. I mean, you watch Pirates of Silicon Valley, you see Steve Wozniak, he makes the Apple or whatever. And he just builds it out of, and you're like, well, how did he figure out you could build circuitry into a monitor?
Well, it's all about building on what people have done before you. So he just had to take a few more steps.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how did he, I mean, like, what's that step, you know, what's the steps?
If I knew that, I would make a lot more money.
Well, no, you wouldn't. You would just know how he did that 30 years ago.
No, if I knew how to build on the steps of others,
right.
I would make a lot
more
money.
That'd be an awesome mutant power.
Yeah.
To always know the next evolutionary step in a piece of technology.
But it's just, I mean, it's just technology, just electronic technology, in my mind, just blows me away trying to think of. Because we get smaller and smaller
the
and smaller.
The fucking basic,
and
like, ones and zeros.
I actually get bigger as I level up.
Hmm. It's true. Matt has proved this theorem.
I know.
But yeah, just basic ones and zeros, the way that, like, that's the basic form, and it's just. That's like the atoms of a computer, you know.
It's on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off.
It's insane. And how fast that can move now, how fast that can flow.
You have to think, you know.
Yeah.
Alien technology or something's involved, you know. You gotta.
No, Matt, this is how people believe in religions, because they decide that too complicated, so aliens. Or
no, I just go with how fast we've progressed. It just seems absurd to think of how much we've progressed in the past 100, 200 years of technology.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's impressive, but at the same time, you can see each step. So you can see it.
Yeah, I can see
it. I think that takes a lot of the impressiveness out of it.
Just to make...
It's the fact that you can
follow. I mean, just to see where we're at now compared to, you know, 100 years ago.
Keep in mind, it's not like one person progressing us this far. You know, we get to call upon the multiplying population.
I was
going to
say, there's more people.
Yeah, working on the problem, which means you can have, like, this guy, he was working on diodes, and so he got that figured out at the same time this other guy figured out.
And then it's weird, like, three people invented the radio at the same time.
Yeah.
And...
That's because they all... Roswell. I'm just saying.
Alien technology, like, man.
Edison and Tesla were both doing electricity at the exact same time.
Yeah.
It's just that there were more people.
Edison was a better PR man.
People had gotten up to the step.
I'll tell you what it was. Some aliens. They were probably kids. Probably been, you know, beamed down some ideas to some people.
Right to their heads.
Yeah. Like, come on. Build this
if that
spaceship.
If that were the case, why do all these conspiracy people wear tinfoil hats? I'd be like, give me some of that.
Because right they want to make you think that they're bouncing them off, but those are actually collectors.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're amplifiers.
Yeah.
That's why those people seem so much smarter than me.
I know.
Let's see here.
They're just pretending.
I mean, I can't see the threads that they see.
You wouldn't think bowling would be hard just looking at it. You just throw a ball down a lane and knock over 10 pins.
I've played, and I still don't think it's that hard.
Is there any other sport you think wouldn't be hard but realize it is?
Golf.
No, golf actually looks harder than
golf doesn't look hard at all to me until I like tried it in my front yard at the other house that one time, and I was like, wow, I don't even understand how to hit this without hitting the ground first.
Golf looks way hard. I'd say
basketball. NASCAR.
Basketball
seems pretty straightforward.
Oh, wait, you said sports.
Yeah, NASCAR would always thought that would be easy.
It looks easy. There's a lot of shit they got to keep up with.
You're just driving. You're just driving.
Because, like, I was
watching. But then you realize that they're, like, shifting and
weaving in between people.
You have to know how
to know when to take it.
Draft and.
Yep.
I was watching.
Shake and bake.
Them talking about bowling and.
You got to know what to do with your hands.
And all that. And, like, roll, you know, you got to follow through and all that. I was like, well, I will say this. Roll it down the middle?
I will say this. When you're watching bowling on TV and they always spin it to the left and it arcs around the thing and then they still hit in the middle, that I don't understand. I do perfectly well just doing it down the middle.
Yeah. But not straight down the middle. You get just off the center.
Yeah, it's got to be. In between, you got the arrow in the middle and the one to the left of that. You put it right in between those, yep. And you get a strike 5 times in a row. Pennsylvania, right here, did that. 5.
Too bad you didn't get 10 in a row.
Yeah, you have to get 12 in a row, don't you?
Well, yeah, you would get 12, yeah.
10th frame. Turkey.
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
I saw a turkey once.
A real turkey, is that what you mean?
No. Although I have seen turkeys
before. I mean, you've probably turkey before.
Well, I was sitting here thinking, like, I may have done one of those.
Maybe. Surely you have. Surely.
I mean, it's 3 strikes in a row.
Yeah.
Specifically in the 10th frame.
No, it's in any frame.
No, it's in any frame.
Any 3 frames.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, just consecutive. 3 strikes consecutive.
Oh.
It's always fun.
I thought it was only, but the 10th frame is the only one that allows you the extra strikes. Okay.
It's always fun because in the bowling alley, the TV always shows a picture of a turkey when you do it.
Well, when you get 2 in a row, it's like, oh, cluck, cluck.
Yeah.
Chicken's coming.
Well, whenever I got the 5 in a row, I was like, I wonder what happens if I get 4 in a row. And then it pops up and it's got a turkey and then it says +1 out to the side. And I was like, oh, there's not a word for this?
You should be able to get turkey. That's 9.
Wouldn't it be nice if video game graphics scaled with technology? Looking through the top 100 in PC Gamer made me wish I could play older games with new graphics.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Like TIE Fighter. Also, reading / listening to Ready Player One made me nostalgic. But I was like, I was looking through that top 100. I was like, I didn't play TIE Fighter when it originally
came
out.
Me either.
But I would like to play a Star Wars TIE Fighter game right now and great graphics.
100% agree.
So it's a shame that...
And I hate it. I fucking hate when you say that. Time? And people that remember loving it will be like, just play it now. And they like, it's like they're yelling at you. And it's like, look, man, come on. No.
I can't do it.
No.
I just can't do it.
Those stars would just be squares.
Yeah.
But, and I was thinking, like, when was the last, like, flight shooter game?
They don't make a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, all they make now is, like, Flight Simulator, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even Flight Simulator doesn't have a shooter version every year.
I didn't even know they ever did.
Yeah, they had a World War II one. I went and bought a joystick just to play that game.
I mean, there's tons of, I'm not going to say tons, but there's lots of plane fighter games like that, like the Guns Luftwaffe and the Lava Stick or whatever that series is.
Oh, okay.
Lava Stick. They put one on XBLA, but it was from the computer, and there was one I remember.
Red Baron.
Came out at the end of last year.
Lots of
World War II plane flyer shooter thingies, but not near enough sci-fi.
Pacific. Oh, I miss that game. So speaking of bad graphic old games, in Skyrim, if you turn on no clipping and go off to the east, the entire map of Morrowind's over there.
Yep.
That's pretty odd, but it's low res.
Yeah, Oblivion's to the south, too.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Because you might see it from a distance.
Exactly. I read it last night. They were like, well, we wanted to be accurate, so we just put the map on there. So in case anybody's standing on top of a mountain and can see it, they're like, oh, hey, there's Morrowind. There's Cyrodiil.
And fucking when they found that, they were like, oh man, do they have DLC planned? Maybe they're going to put all of the other games in there with Skyrim graphics.
And they were like, no, we just wanted to make it. you know where you are, and you can see where you've been.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice to see certain events in your life fold out from a third-person perspective? I was thinking about how watching a romantic movie, you are just dumbfounded that a person can't tell when someone is hitting on them and wonder how often that happens to people in real life and whether they would catch it from a third-person perspective.
Yeah, usually people will be able to tell you that, like, chick's totally hitting on you, man. Yeah. You're like, what?
No. No.
But I'm just, I mean, have...
Yeah, she was grabbing your crotch. You don't remember that? I thought she was just being friendly.
I thought I had something on there. And she was just
I thought she was dusting it away. Dust it away.
But I mean, can you think, like, can you think of a moment or something like that that you would have liked to have seen, like, third person, like, how you reacted to a certain situation or something? I believe you were in a wreck with your truck, right? Weren't you at one point?
Oh, yeah. When I was 16.
Would that have been interesting to see?
Yeah.
Third person perspective, almost like a time traveler. You just come in, like,
In
a street view or something, you can just watch it, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, that kind of plays into the whole, like, it'd be cool to be able to see your memories, relive them.
Would you like to be in third person and see the time you flipped your Bronco?
That would be
sweet.
It would be interesting just to see how I miss fucking handled that situation.
Would I like to see that time that I... I don't have Ricks.
I don't have Ricks. I just make them. what's that saying? You know, like, I don't... Whatever. I just make them or something like that. Or I don't
something
make them.
Something about garbage.
Something, yeah. It was a put down of some sort.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to look at
you. Oh, somebody says, make me. I don't make something.
How can we not? I thought it was just me being shitty at remembering this.
No.
Well, that's one of those phrases that I seriously haven't heard since, like, elementary school.
Since Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah.
The last thing I have is, why haven't they come up with a way to have real fat put into a breast? I was thinking, and this is where I expected Jeremy to say, oh boy.
We're still thinking about making garbage.
Well, no, I'm actually...
What did you say?
Developing my reason.
Wait, what did you say? Start over for me.
Instead of silicone, why not put fat?
Why haven't they come up with a way to have real fat put into a breast? I was thinking, why haven't they come up with a dissolvable bag so you can put fat in it, place it into the breast, and over a period of time, the bag dissolves and the fat is assimilated into the breast?
Well, for one thing, you got to make sure your body doesn't react.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would probably be from...
Like, they suck it out of your butt and put it in your boobs?
Yeah, your own body.
I don't think it lasts. I don't think it works like that.
Yeah. Your boobs would get chunky, probably.
Yeah.
Like a bag of
leg like suction. It would clump. Ugh. Be like kitty litter.
Why would it clump?
Or like cottage cheese.
Yeah.
But why would
it?
I don't know that it would. I'm just saying.
That's
what I mean. Obviously, there's a reason.
Yeah.
If there wasn't, this would be a fucking medical breakthrough.
No, this is it.
Liposuction.
Right, you were saying,
boob.
My mutant power's kicking in right now. I'm working off of.
They would just
breast implants.
The liposuction machine would have an intake and an output, and they would just suck it straight out of your ass into your tits.
And they'd probably have to process it somehow inside the machine to make it like
clean it
work.
They'd have to clean it.
So gross.
reminds me of basketball. He's like,
oh yeah,
so salty.
I saw that on the previews. Never watched that movie.
It reminds me of Fight Club when they're dumpster diving in a liposuction place to make soap.
I don't remember
and
that.
He rips. Idea. He rips the bag on the barbed wire fence. Yeah. And it's just pouring out on top of the Edward North at the bottom or Edward Norton.
All right, that's all we got for 183.
Which of course means that Brad Pitt didn't actually pour fat all over Edward Norton. He somehow poured it all over himself as he was getting down, since there was no Brad Pitt. That was only Tyler Durden.
If you'd like to listen
if you haven't seen Fight Club.
Well, I mean, and that's the problem, really, is like every time we mention something, it's a spoiler probably for somebody.
Well, yeah.
I've never seen Fight Club.
Because the generational gap, you know, that we have probably with listeners is... As new
you youngsters have no idea what it was like when we were children.
And that's bad, too, because you got, you know, 20-year-old movies and stuff that we grew up on or something that people won't ever
You've
see.
You've probably never even seen Goonies, have you?
Won't watch it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it if it were on right now.
Thanks for listening to episode 183 of Outlandish Podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at letters@outlandishpodcast.com. We have a forums at forums.outlandishpodcast.com. You can send Jeremy an email or... No, I guess you can't send me.
I don't really do that.
You can send Jeremy a tweet on Twitter at @outlandishjer and let him know, hey, I want to get registered on the forum so I can make a post on the show discussions. You can follow us on Twitter at @outlandishcast. You can follow Jeremy at @outlandishjer. You can follow Justin at @outlandishbeats. And you can follow me at @outlandishmatt. You can like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlandishpodcast. And that's all we got.
It's not like you said podcast.
We've had a podcast and a podcast.
And with that applause, we're going to go out. Bye.